who died to save us all. He died that we might be forgiven. He died to make us good, that we might go at last to heaven, saved by his precious blood. I want to tell you the story about a man who was saved by the precious blood of Jesus. And I want you to come with me in time, all the way back in time, to the time when Jesus was upon the cross. And he said to someone, "Today you will be with me in paradise." Anybody who remembers these three words can have some special sweets at the end. I'm going to speak to you about pain, about pardon, and about peace. Pain, pardon, and peace. First of all, about pain. Why? Because Jesus was hanging upon a cross with two criminals next to him. Do you know he'd been falsely accused? Do you know he'd been whipped with a cat of nine tails so that his back was like a plowed field? You know he'd been punched in the face so that his face was black and blue and you could hardly recognize him? You know they'd taken some thorns and thistles and they made a crown and they crushed it into his head. And that was a symbol of a curse because they thought Jesus was being cursed being on a cross. And they'd taken great nails and driven them into his hands and great nails and driven them into his feet. And soon they would plunge a spear into his side. And you know, the Bible says many, many, many years before, the prophet Isaiah had said that he would die with criminals. And there were two criminals next to him, one to his right and one to his left. And one of them said, "If you're the Son of God, save yourself and save us. You're hanging there on the cross. If you're the Son of God, save us and save yourself." And he really did not believe. You know why Jesus was on the cross? The only crime he'd ever committed was the crime of loving people. And that's not a crime, is it? That's a blessing, isn't it? He made the blind to see, the lame to walk, the deaf to hear, the dumb to speak. He raised the dead. He welcomed in the outcast. He forgave sinners. Do you know what he said? He said, "I am the light of the world." He said, "I am the door to heaven." He said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." He said, "I am the good shepherd. I am the resurrection and the life." He said, "If you come to me, you could feed on me because I'm the bread of life." He said, "I'm the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end." He said, "I'm the true vine. And if you're in me, you'll have real life and lasting life." Amazing. And they crucified him. The other man said to the man who'd said those things to Jesus, "Don't you fear God? Don't you believe in God? This man has done nothing wrong. We are being condemned justly. But he's done nothing." And then this is what he said, listen. "Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom." You see, the pain turned to pardon. The man was asking, "Lord, would you pardon me? Lord, would you remember me? Lord, would you forgive me? I know that you're the Lord. I know that you're the Christ. I know that you're sinless and holy. And I know that you are dying somehow to bring people into your kingdom. Will you remember me? Will you pardon and forgive me?" And after the pain and after the pardon came the peace. Because listen to what Jesus said. He said to this man who'd done all sorts of things wrong, he'd been a liar and a cheat and a murderer. He deserved to be crucified. He said, "Today you will be with me in paradise." He didn't have time to come down off the cross and pull up his socks and go to church or the synagogue, did he? He didn't have time to turn over a new leaf. He didn't have time to read the Bible. He didn't have time to pray, really. He didn't have time, did he, to start a new life all over again. He didn't have time to be baptized. But he said, "Lord, remember me." And Jesus said, "Today, you will be with me in paradise with Jesus. Paradise is sometimes referred to as a garden, sometimes as a mansion, sometimes as a state, sometimes as a new heaven and a new earth. Today, you will be with me, with Christ, far better. Do you know, boys and girls, bigger boys and girls, the Lord Jesus Christ went through that pain for you and for me. He offers that pardon to you and to me. He wants you to have His peace. Yes, you to have His peace. To know for sure your sins are forgiven and to know for sure you're bound for heaven. Will you just stay there for a minute, kids? On Friday, John Sumner had tears in his eyes. I wish some of us would have tears in our eyes. He was looking at some older people. We were singing with them. We were telling them the gospel. And John was really praying for them at that time. We sang a song because they were all women except one, old Tony. The rest were all old ladies. It was this song, "If you were the only girl in the world and I was the only boy, we love you." And what a wonderful thing to say that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, if you'd been the only sinner, He would love you. He would call you. He would bear pain, the pain of your sin. He would offer you pardon. Pardon for all your sin. And He would offer you peace, everlasting life. Kids, can you look at me? You're not too young to say, "Lord, remember me." Teenagers, you too can say, "Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Be my king. Change my life." Mum and dad, single people, widows, widowers, you can say, "Lord, remember me," and stand forgiven at the cross. Let's stand and sing.